All right, it just started. Okay, it's back up. See how it goes. Okay, so today is Pei Zayim, and we're on Pei Vav on the base by Rav Zutra. That's what you're saying, by Rav Zutra. So maybe we'll go back. Maybe we just go back to get the flow, all right? So, because I'm a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Rami Ksiv. Rav contrasted, there were two psukim. One hand, it says, Ksiv, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kisui Chata. Fortune is what is transgression is forgotten, the sin is concealed. The idea is to hide your sins. Uksiv Mechaseh Pshav Lo Yitzliach. Son who hides his sins will not be successful. So, do you hide your sins? Do you not hide your sins? So, Gemara first answers, Lokash, Havachet Enforsam, Havachet Chain Enforsam. If it's a chet that's known to everybody, then concealing it is wrong. But chet she'enu meforsam, whereas the first pasuk, which is supposed to hide the yichatayim, is talking about a chet that's not known to everybody. So if you tell everybody, then honor of Hashem gets diminished. So now we're up to Rav Zutra, gives a second answer to the contradiction. Rav Zutra batuvi amar Rav Nachman kam beveir shemadon mechaveiru kam beveir shemadon lemakom. If you're talking the first pasuk. The pasuk says you're supposed to conceal the averus. That's talking about averus ben adam le.
No, he's supposed to reveal.
Conceal zavim lemakom. The non-concealed zavim lechaver.
Yeah, ben adam lechaver.
You're
supposed
to conceal ben adam lemakom. Then you're supposed to.
Conceal.
No, ben adam lechaver. You're supposed to say out loud. You're supposed to like, go get mechila. But the verse from Adul Makom, which is to talk about being Nechil Hashem, that you're supposed to conceal. So now the Gemara talks about other items regarding Kapara. Tanya, Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, Adam Over Avera Par Mishon Amochlo. If he doesn't Avera one time, Hashem forgives him. Shniyim Mochlimlo. Second time, he's forgiven. Shalosha also. Shlish is also Mochlimlo. Reviyah is a Mochlimlo. But by the fourth time, he's no longer forgiven. I don't know what that means, that he's not forgiven at all, or that means that he has to now do Yom Kippur. Maybe the first time was only Tshuva was now, because Hashem doesn't close the door from the Baal Tshuva. So we have to figure out what that means for being a Mochin Lo. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Amos, I think, Kol Amar Hashem al Shlosha Pishei Yisrael, when it comes to three transgressions of Yisrael, Be'al Bar Lo Shivena. But on the fourth one, right, so the first three I'll look away, but on the fourth one I will not forgive them. But Omer Lagerza says, and it also says, Hein kol eile yifal el pa'amayim shaloshim gever. God does all these things as men two or three times. Three times is the max. After three times, Hashem doesn't, I guess, whatever the lack of forgiveness is, then you have to go to the next stage. That's pasuk is from Eob. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mai va'omer, why I need two psukim? What do you need two psukim for? So Gemara says, right, it says, already said the three transgressions, and the fourth I won't in the first pasuk. Why I need another pasuk? The Gemara says, "V'chitim," and maybe you answer as follows. Maybe you'll say, "V'chitim hanimi l'tzibor," right? Maybe you'll say that the words of the first pasuk apply to a tzibor, aval b'yachid lo, but not to an individual. So tashma, that's why you have the second pasuk that says, "Hein kol eila yifal kel pa'amayim shaloshim gavar," right? So that teaches us that it applies even to an individual man. That's talking, right? It's "Hein kol eila yifal." I don't know how that pasuk is talking about an individual. The context of the pasuk must be talking about a yachid. Okay, then the Gersa takes out the next pasuk quote. Okay, so now one of the things you have to do for tshuva is to do vidui. You have to do vidui. So Tana Rabbanan, averos shehis vada alei en yom kippurim zeh. So averos that you did vidui for on this Yom Kippur, right? Lo yis vada alei en yom kippurim acher. You should not do vidui for them again on the next Yom Kippur. But v'im shana behen, if you repeated the sins, which is usually the case, in shina behen. Then you got to repeat it, because if you got forgiven for it. So if you didn't do the Aveira, what are you doing Vidui for again? But if you did the Aveira again, then you have to repeat Vidui again. V'im lo shana behen, but if you did not repeat him, v'chazer v'zvad alayen, and then you did Vidui on those again, alav akasav omer, for on this person, the pasuk says, k'chelev shav al keyok sil shana v'vlasod. It's like a dog who returns to his vomit. He keeps chewing it, eating his vomit. What are you doing? What are you mentioning it again? You return, the dog's going back to his vomit. You already did tshuva on this. But there's a machlokes. Rav Loza ben Yaakov says, no. Kol shekein tshuva mishuvach. If you repeat the vidoy for the averus that you did already, but you didn't do once before, but haven't transgressed this year, but all the more so, you have mishuvach. Wash Nemar, the pasuk says, keep shai ani aida v'chatosi negdi tamid. I recognize my transgressions, and my sins are before me always. It's if you're constantly doing vidoy, it's sort of prophylactic. It's sort of protecting you. I mean, you recognize that I'm susceptible to this avera, and if I do vidoy, and maybe it's going to protect me from doing that avera again.
But I guess the Tanakhama holds, you know, don't do, what's the point? If you do it simply just to get kapara, you got the kapara to repeat it again and again, it's, and there's no point. Okay? So, according to the second day, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so what does he do with the first pasuk about the dog chewing the vomit? Elamani Mekayim, Gichelev Shav, Al Keo. So Gemara says, he holds like, he's going to explain it like the like Rav Huna, Gid Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Kevon She'avar Adam Aveir V'shanabo, once a person commits a sin one time, and then he repeats it, Huchelo becomes permitted to him. Like we always say, Huchelo Sagadaitach becomes permitted. Ela Eima Nazas Lokaheter. Rather, what he says is that it becomes to him as if it was permissible. So he's like the dog who keeps going back on over the vomit, and he's doing it again and again and again. You know, when you're doing a Aveir once, you know, you've been the first time, you're like, you know, there's a taboo that you broke. But once you break that first taboo, sometimes, you know, just psychologically, it becomes easier to you to rationalize it, to do it, to hide it, whatever it is. So, the best way is not to debate it the first time. But if you do, do shuva. Okay. Now, again, regarding bidui b'tzarech lifrot es ha-chet, one has to specify the chet that he did. He has to be specific as what he, right? You have to say, I did A, B, and C. You know, you can't just say, I sinned. Right, you have to say, I did A, B, C. Okay. I guess there's two different types of vidoy. Some vidoy, one vidoy we say specifically, one vidoy we don't say the specifics. Okay. So, and how do we know that he's supposed to specify the chait? Shinemar, the pasuk says, this is Moshe talking to Hashem, Ano chato'ha amazeh, chato'o gedola, this nation did a very terrible sin, right? Vayasu lehem elohei zahav, and they made for themselves a god of gold. Right, god lowercase. So he said exactly what they did wrong. These are the words, this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, Rabbi Akiva argues, says that, no, you don't have to specify each sin. The pasuk says, Ashrei nisui pesha hisui chata. Fortune is one whose transgression is forgiven and whose sins are concealed. So you don't have to specify each aveira. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ela mahush amar Moshe v'yasul lehem el hezahav. So that Moshe said, specifically, they made a god of gold. So why, that seems to be that you're specifying the sin. Because not, he learns that, Kidder Rabbi Yannai. He explained that pasuk the way Rabbi Yannai explains that pasuk. The Amar Rabbi Yannai, says basically it's Moshe Rabbeinu pointing the finger at Hashem. He says, it's your fault. The Amar Moshe Rabbeinu l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, master of the world. Kesef Ezov, Sheher Beisel Lehem Yisrael, all the gold and silver that you put upon it every day Israel by taking from the Mitzriim, right? Garam Lehem Sheisu Elohei Zahav. That caused them to make a god of gold. Personally, if my kids would say that, excuse me, I would scoff at them. What do you mean? You had the choice to do it. But Moshe is saying that he's trying to diminish the responsibility. Part of the argument, he's trying to diminish the responsibility of Klal Yisrael when it came to the Maisa Ha'ego. Now he says Hashem is partly to blame for providing them the means with which to sin. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to talk about certain cases where it is proper to tell and not to conceal the aveira that was done. Shnayim parnasim tovim adon Yisrael. There were two amazing leaders that came about for Bnei Yisrael. One is Moshe, and the other one is V'David. And David. Moshe Amar. Moshe says, Yikasev surchani. He says, let what I did wrong, my surcha, my disgrace, what I did wrong, should be written. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ya'an lo he'amanti bilak yisheni. Hashem did the Moshe Aaron, because you didn't believe me to sanctify Bnei Yisrael, right, in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, therefore I'm not going to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe says, so there by Moshe it's written out what the Aveira was. David Amar, but David says, Al Yikasev Surchani, do not write my disgrace, my Aveiras, do not write them. Shemar, the pasuk says, this is in Tehillim, Ashrei Nisoi Pesha, Kisoi Chata, so praiseworthy the one whose sin is forgiven and whose sin is concealed. So Mashal to Moshe and David. So the following story is going to be a Mashal for the comparison between Moshe and David. Right? Lama Dover Domer. What is this compared to? Lama Dover Domer. L'shtei Nashim Shalakva Beis Din. There are two women who are going to get Malkos in Beis Din. Achas Kilkala. One, actually, Kilkala means corrupted, which means basically she did adultery. But I'm not exactly sure why she did Malkos for adultery, because adultery, the Chiyuv is Misa. Right? It's execution. So maybe the case here that she was... there was the problem with the Hasra. She was told she'll get Malkos, and she was told she'll get Misa. Maybe there's only 1/8, whatever it is, there's some sort of deficiency in the Hasra or something that gets her to the level of Malkos, doesn't get her to the level of Misa. So one committed adultery, the Achas Alka Page Shvius, and one ate unripe figs of Shvius. Basically, She ate it too. She ate it too soon, I guess. I'm not sure. I guess these are. I thought these are. It's only the Rabbanan. Right, because you're not supposed. Rashi says te'inim shelo bishlu kol tzarchan. V'rachman amar ba'haiso shavas ha'aretz lochem lo'ochlo lo'ochlo lo'ohefse. I didn't think you got malchus for that. What's he saying in the bottom?
What's
in Avera? She ate he says to consume produce of shvi'is that is not fully ready for human consumption, such as unripe figs, is a violation of this commandment. However, this transgression does not carry the penalty of lashes on the biblical law. The lashes mentioned in the Gemara were rabbinically mandated. Okay. All right. So, but they're both getting malchus. So everyone's walking by, they're getting the same thing. They're going to think that the one who just ate shvi'is did the same thing as the other one. So she doesn't want people to think that she, you know, she was she committed adultery. So v'hayu machrizel faneva omrim. So they would. So what you say? So she says, "V'achas ochal pagi shvi'is." Amro lahen osus ochal pagi shvi'is. So the one who ate shvi'is says to the court people, "V'vakashamikem, please hodiu al mahiloke, make it known to make the sin that I did be known to people, so they don't think, right? So shelo yomru al mashas zola, because they won't think that I get malchus the same thing that this other person's getting malchus. So if you pagi shvi'is told with savarot, so they brought these unripe figs of shvi'is, and they, you know, they made a necklace of her, they wrapped it around her neck." They said before her, she's getting malchus because of shvi'is. Basically, here is a case where you do not conceal the avera. So another case where you expose the avera. So we expose against the hypocrites, right? Mipnei chil Hashem, because of chil Hashem. Right, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, "Meshut tzadik mitzidko, v'yasa avel v'nasati mishol panav." When a righteous person turns from his righteousness and acts corruptly, he says, "I place a stumbling block before him." So basically, the hypocrites, Rashi says, "Mifarsim es hachanafim, shehein rishayin." They are wicked. Umarino tzam kitzadikim, but outwardly they look like tzadikim. So in yesh maki b'masav, if you recognize the hypocrisy, one of these people's behavior. Mitzvah lefarsimo. You have to be mefarsim them if nechilu Hashem. Because if you have to show that this guy's not a tzaddik, right? Shebnei adam lemeidim imasav. So people are going, because otherwise people are going to learn from him. Shesuvurin alav shud tzaddik. They think it's a tzaddik. So if he does it, I can do it. Va'od kishavu alav puranios. Another answer. Let's say something bad happens to him. Bnei adam omrim mahoyelot zukhuso. Let's. I don't understand. Thought he's a tzaddik. Why doesn't he have zukhuyos? Why is he getting punished? So whatever. If you recognize. I don't know, because I'm quite a block. Okay. But to recognize somebody who pretends to be a tzaddik and is really not, he's supposed to expose him. Okay. Teshuvas ha-muchlatin me'akeves ha-puranos. So the tshuva of the muchlat, which is absolute, which I think means the absolute wicked, those who are completely wicked, that, you know, that's a blocking of punishment. V'alfa pisha nechtam alav zardinam sho-puranos. Even though they were given a decree that they're supposed to get punishment, their tshuva blocks the punishment. Blocks the punishment. Shalvas Rishayim Sofatakala. But the tranquility, the peace of mind that Rishayim actually have in the end, that's their downfall. That's going to cause them trouble. And the Brisa continues, Vaharishus Mikaverses Baalea, someone who's in a position of authority, that person is going to be buried. Arum Nichnas Lov, Arum Yitzimenu. One should enter it, I'm assuming the world, and naked, and leave it naked. Arum nichnas lav, arum yitzim imena, ulevai shetiyeg yitzia kiviyah. And if only the leaving would be like coming in, which would mean, you know, clean of sin, I believe, right? Ulevai shetiyeg yitzia imena v'lo chay kiviyah, Rashi says. What? It's all over the place. Could be. So, Rav, ki have a nafik l'meidan dina amar hachi. When Rav was going out to judge cases of law, to judge, he would say the following about himself. The problem is that he's going to be a judge. People looking up at him. People are going to think that he's, you know, this all, you know, great. So he's going to try to humble himself. So what did he say? So Rav ki have a nafik l'meidan dina amar hachi b'tzivu nafshe l'kitol nafik. Of his own will, he is going to death. What does that mean? Because I guess that means he can get punished. Right, his own will is going to death. Utzivu besa lesu avid, and he's not doing what he needs to do in his house while he's in court. Ureikon levesei azel, and in fact, he goes back to his house empty-handed because you don't get paid well for being a judge. You're not supposed to take bribes, okay? And then my return home should be the same as when I left home. Meaning, I should the rest of the time I left home without averus, I should come back without averus. I shouldn't do anything wrong when I'm sitting in judgment. And now it's the same thing with Rava. Rava can have enough dina amar hachi. Right, but tzivu nashle kitl nafik, tzivu beisei leisu avid, v'rekel beisei azil, v'ashtei biya ki yitzia. Fine. Now we're going to talk about another Talmud Chacham being modest. V'ki havi chazi am buha abasrei. I guess when... Yes, he. I don't know who that is. Is that Rava or Rava? When he saw people following him, I guess to give him kavod, Amar, he would say the following psukim: Im yalel shemayim si'u si'o v'roshola av yagia kigelulo lanetzach yovei roav yomru ayo. He types it as follows: Through his eminence, though his eminence ascends to heaven and his head touches the clouds, just like, you know, people giving me so much kavod, he will perish forever like his own dung. He's no different than dung. He's going to dissipate and disappear. Those who had seen him will ask, where is he? Where'd he go? You know, you give him cover now, a couple years from now, he's going to be gone and forgotten. Okay. Similar act of humility. Rav Zutra, ki hava michatve lei b'shapta deregila. So Rav Zutra, when his students would carry him on his shoulders during, basically he was older, Rav Zutra was old, so they would carry him across, so he wouldn't, either so the people wouldn't have to stand, he wouldn't have to stand, whatever, they would carry him, so he's being afforded a kavod. So Havi Amar, he would say the following pasuk: power does not endure forever, and does the crown last from generation to generation? It's not forever. It's not. You're fleeting. So just don't get it through your head. Okay. Now it goes back to the Brisa. The pasuk says, "Se'es pinei rasha lo tov." To show favor to an evildoer is not good. It says, "Lo tov lahem l'rashaim shenosin l'panim l'mazeh." It's not good for the evil people that they are shown favor in this world. Lo tov la'achav shenasul l'panim l'mazeh. It wasn't good for Achav that he was shown favor in this world. The pasuk says, Yan ki nichna mi panai lo avia rabbi amav. Achav did a little bit of tshuva, so Hashem said, I won't make him humble. You know, I won't bring him down during his days. Right? And then the pasuk says in Mishlei, lahatos tzadik v'mishpat, which means that he's supposed to tilt the justice against the righteous. So he says, tov lehem latzadikim she'ein nosim lehem panim b'olam. Maybe this is tzadik v'mishpat. He says, it's good for the righteous that they are not shown, you know, favor in this world. Tovo le Moshe shenoloshlo upanim ba'olam hazeh. It's good for Moshe that he was not shown favor in this world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ya'an lohem manti bilakasheni. Because you do not believe in me, right, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you will not bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Ha ilu hem mantin bi, but had you believed in me, adaya lo higiyaz manan lipartim olam. Your time to depart from the world would not have arrived, meaning you would have gotten all your reward in this world and would have gotten the reward in the next world. Okay. Now, Ashrei l'tzadikim, praiseworthy of the tzadikim, or fortunate of the tzadikim, lo dayan shehin zochin. It's not enough that they get favorable treatment from Hashem. El Hashem azakin levneim levneim atzok kol ha-toros. But even they cause their children and the children of their children to get such treatment until the end of all generations. Shekam, this is interesting. Shekam abanim hayu lo la'aram shiru'i nisarv k'nada aviyu. Aaron had multiple children who should have been burnt or deserved to be died like Nadav and Aviyu. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Hanosarim, the survivors, which means Elisha Amad Lam Zuchus Aviyam, but the merit of their father stood up for them and protected, I guess, Elazar and Ithamar from being burnt as well. And whatever. And survivors implied somehow that they should have been burnt as well. You only survive something if you were in the if a plane crashes in Denver. I'm not a survivor because I'm here. But the people who survived the plane crash are considered survivors. I guess Elazar and Ithamar are called survivors. That means they were in the conflagration. They were in the disaster, and they survived. Okay. And oyla hamla rashayim, and woe is to the wicked. Lo dayan shemichayim and atzman. It's not enough that they make themselves chayiv, right? Elishem echayivim levneim atzok lodoros. But they make their children liable until the end of all generations, which is a problem because the pasuk says, right, you're only going to visit the sins of the fathers for three or four generations. Here it says until the end of the world. So I think the answer might be is, okay, you're not going to get punished beyond three or four generations, but they still have that, you know, you still know that, oh, those are the descendants of so-and-so. You know, still, there's a yichus issue that still, you know, plagues them, you know, throughout, you know, that Shattai Sweet's great-great-great-grandchildren, or something like that. I don't know if there are any. But still, you know, that people always know them. Okay, but how do you know that? There's harbei banim hayo l'chana'an shiru'i l'samad ketavi avdo shol Rabbi Gamliel. Kana'an, right, had many children that were fit to get smicha like Tevi, right, who was the slave of Rabbi Gamliel, right? Ela shechovas avim garmal lehen, but the chov of their father caused them, I guess, to lose this ability. Okay. Kolam ezakes harabim, right? Whoever causes the public to do good, ein chet bal yodo, then he will not sin. Kolam achlias harabim, and whoever causes the rabim to do bad, kimat, it's almost ein maspik miyodo lasos tshuva. He almost doesn't have the opportunity to do the Jew. Still has it. He's got to figure out a way to do it. So what's the reason? Pasuk says, "Call him Azakas Rabbi Milchet Bal Yodo." My time. What's the reason? Kadesh Lo Yehu BeGehenim B'Salmida BeGan Eden. So it should not be a case that he's in hell, he's in Gehenim, and his Talmidim are in Gan Eden. So what do you say about Acher? Elisha ben Avuah was Mazakah the Rabbim, right? He brought Rabbi Meir, and he's went to Gehenim, and he had terrible stories about him. And Rabbi Meir is a time in the Mishnayos. He was Mazakah the Rabbim, and then he wasn't Mazakah the Rabbim afterwards. It was the opposite. Elisha did not do tshuva.
Did he cry at the end of his life?
No.
No,
he didn't.
He said
to do tshuva.
But he said no, because he said he...
No,
what?
He had a tear at the end of his life.
Right, but that, but he didn't do tshuva. He said, everyone, he heard the Basel and said, everyone, right. Right. And he didn't do tshuva. I don't know. Okay, the cholam machdias harabim, whoever causes the public, well, he did both, I guess, because he was mazak of the rabbim and he was mach of the rabbim. So he's sort of this conundrum. The kolam machdias harabim, ima speaking beyond the last of tshuva, he will not be given the opportunity to do tshuva, shalo yehu began edim et hamil began edim, because you don't want him to be in an edim after the tshuva, and all the people who learn from him to be in Gehenim. Shneemar, the pasuk says, I mixed the first pasuk. I'll go back. Shneemar, adam ashuk bidam nefesh ad bor yanus al yismuchu bo. A man guilty of bloodshed will flee unto the pit, they will not support him. The first pasuk I forgot what to read was that someone who is mazakah the rabbim is not going to sin, because you don't want him to be in Gehenim and his Talmidim to be not in Gehenim, because the pasuk says, "Ki lo sazov nafshilish ol lo sitein chas techol l'rosh rachas." You will not abandon my soul to the grave. You will not allow your devout one to see destruction, which means him going down and everybody else going up. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "Haomer echta ve'ashuv echta ve'ashuv." Someone says, "I'll sin, I'll do tshuva, I'll sin do tshuva." He's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. So lamli yameimer echta ve'ashuv echta ve'ashuv treizim. You have to say it, the Mishnah to say it twice. I'll sin and I'll repent. Just say it once. I'll sin and I'll repent. I'll be done. So it goes back to what we said a few times. Because the Amar of Huna Amarav, Kevan Sha'avar Adam Aveira Vishanaba. Once a person does an Aveira and then repeats it, Hutchulo becomes permitted to him. Hutchulo Sagalaida. Can it possibly be that it becomes Mutter? Ela Nasis Loka Hefter. It means that it becomes to him as though it is permitted, meaning it removes all the inhibitions that he had. So that's why. Right, that's why it's repeated, I guess. Oh, it's a question. Okay. The Mishnah then says, the individual says, Echtav Yom Kippur Mechafer, Ein Yom Kippur Mechafer. If someone says, I'll do an Aveira, and then Yom Kippur will come soon, and it will take care of it for me, then Yom Kippur does not take care of it for him. So, Leim Masisim Lo Karabi. So, let's say our Mishnah does not go according to the Shita of Rabbi that we saw on Shabbos, the Sanya, because Rabbi Omer and Rabbi says, I call Aveira Shabbat Torah on all Aveiros. Bein Aseh Tshuva, Bein Lo Aseh Tshuva. Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur brings Kapara. So, you hear saying Yom Kippur will not bring Kapara. Okay, Gemara says, Afilu Tamei Rabbi Agav Shani. Rabbi admits, if you purposely rely on Yom Kippur, then it's not going to work. You know, you can't trick Yom Kippur. That's not going to work. Again, questions always asked, according to Rabbi, what does it mean? Yom Kippur is automatically Mechaper. What do you need Tshuva for? So I'm salvation and Al-Tshuva, there's a few approaches. He says maybe it's Mechaper, but it's not Metaher. He's still not, there's the difference between Kapar and Tahara. He goes between the distinction between the Tzibur and the Yachin. Looking at Al-Tshuva and a bunch of the essays, he deals with the Shita of Rabbi. Okay, and the Mishnah then continued. Aveira Shebet Adam Amakam. So Aveira is between man and God. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But for sins between Ben Adam and Chavero, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until you appease your fellow who you wronged. So Rami le Rabbi Yosef bar Chavu le Rabbi Avoh. So Rabbi Yosef bar Chavu brings a contradiction, a stira, to Rabbi Avoh. We said Aveira should be another Mechaveiro, Yom Kippur Mechaper. The Mishnah says that for Aveiros between another Mechaveiro, Yom Kippur does not provide Kapara. But there's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. There's a pasuk talking about when Elia Cohen, it's difficult pasukim, when Elia Cohen is remonstrating against giving Musar to his sons, who are, you know, they were evil dudes. He says, "Im yechta ish l'ish upilo Elohim." So if a man sins against man, God accepts his appeasement. So if you sin against a sin,
You're using it, he's reading the word Elohim. So God accepts your appeasement, so that means you appeased God, which means you did tshuva. You didn't have to. You still just going to Hashem, not going to the person who you not going to the person who you wronged. So the Gemara says no. Goes man Elohim Dayana. The word in the pasuk is read Elohim, which means judges. So it refers not to God but to human judges. So if a man sins against a man, the judges will judge him. You know, they'll be judged by people. Not that Hashem won't judge you. So it says, wait a second. Ihachi. If that's the case, we'll look at the second part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'im laHashem yechta ish mi yitpalel lo." The problem is the word pilo. Pilo means like acceptance or tila. So he says in the second part pasuk, it says, if a man sins against Hashem, who will judge him? What do you mean, who will judge him? Hashem will judge him. What does it mean, who's going to judge him? So, therefore, the pasuk says, let's go, it can't be that Elohim in the second part of the pasuk is Elohim. It has to be Elohim. So, therefore, the pasuk says, Hakik Amar, Im yechte ish l'ish, upilalo, Elohim, Elohim yimcholo. If a man sins against man and appeases him, then God will forgive him. Im l'Hashem yechte ish mid palel baldo. If a man sins against Hashem, who will appease him? Who's going to take care? Who's going to appease God? So that's going to be tshuva ma'isim tovim. So the pasuk then becomes a raya that Hashem will only be appeased if you appease the individual who you harmed. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, "Kol ha'machnit es chaveru afilu b'dvarim." Whoever bothers or provides aggravation to another person, even through words, I guess onos dvarim, tzarech l'paiso. You have to go back and ask for forgiveness. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk Mishlei, "Bini im arapta l'reyecha." Takata lazar kapecha no kashta b'imri ficha. My son, if you have become a guarantor for your friend, if you have struck out your palms for a stranger, you have become snared with the words of your mouth. So what then? The pasuk continues. I say zos efo b'ni v'etzel. Do the following, my son, you'll be saved. Ki vasa b'kafriyecha lake hisrapes urahavriyecha. Since you have come into your fellow's hand, go belittle yourself and treat him like a ruler. So what does that mean? Im mamon yesh b'yadcha hatelo pisas yad. If you have money that belongs to him, open up your hand and give him the money. V'im lav harbe alav reyim. And if not, if you don't owe money, but you did something else, which means how else could you bother him? You bothered him by saying bad things about him. So then gather many friends. What does that mean? Gather many friends. Get a lot of people around and go ask for teshuva. And how far do you have to go? Amar chizda b'tzarech l'paisel b'shol shuro shol shlosha b'yadam. You have to ask for forgiveness with three lines of three people. Shenemar yad. Yashor al anoshim v'yomer chatosi v'yashar he'evesi v'lok shavali. He goes around to people and says, "I sinned, which is one. I made crooked, which is two. That was which was straight, and it did not benefit in the lot." Right? Chatati v'yashar he'evesi. So I guess three things I mentioned. That's the minimum. Now, how far do you have to go? So Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, kol hamivakesh matoy mechaveiro. Whoever asks for forgiveness from his friends, al yivakesh v'menu yosem mishalosh pamim. Should not ask more than three times. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Bereishis, this is after Yaakov died. So Yosef is told that his brothers that Yaakov has died, and now they beg him for forgiveness. So they say, "Ana son of Avatosana." Oh, please, please forgive, right? And now please forgive. So I guess it's Ana, Na, and Na three times. So you have to ask three times. The inmates, let's say the person you affronted is dead. So maybe Asar Bnei Adam Amid Makiver, you bring 10 people and you have them stand by his kefer. But Omer, and you say, "Chatosi LaHashem Elokei Yisrael Uploni Shechavati Bo." I've sinned against Hashem, the God of Israel, and against so and so whom I have wounded, or I have harmed. And you, I guess, you have to specify what you said, what you did, and then you get forgiveness. Similarly, Morgan brings an actual occurrence. Rabbi Yirma Havile Milsel Rabbi Yavo Bahadei. Rabbi Abba had reasons to against Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi did something to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmi wronged Rabbi Abba. So also Esei Adash Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yirmi went and sat by the entrance to the house of Rabbi Abba, I guess, to beg forgiveness. Bahadei the Shade Amte Maya, and that was as Rabbi Abba's maid was throwing out the wastewater from Shades of Haman, throwing out the wastewater, right? Mata Zirzife de Maya Resha, and the water hit his head. So Amar, he said, "I got forgiveness. Asu unika ashpa. They made me into a garbage pile." Because Kara Anafshe, and then he said the following pasuk, "May ashpo sarim of yom." From the trash heaps, Hashem raises those who are low. So Shama Rabbi Abi benapik lape. Rabbi Abi heard what happened, and he came out to meet him. Amarle, and he said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Now hashta trichna lemeva kadaitach. Now I have to beg forgiveness from you, the Ksiv, because the pasuk says, 'Leich hit rapes urahavriyecha.' go lower yourself and treat him like a king above you. I have to go ask you. I have to ask forgiveness. His bet says, I guess, just because he, well, I guess, a low member of his household humiliated Rav Yirmiyah, so he went to ask forgiveness from Rav Yirmiyah. Okay. Rav Zeira, now Rav Zeira, if he had a grievance, he had an issue with somebody, and that somebody had to ask him for forgiveness, he would just walk in front of that guy's house to make himself, you know, available, so the person would see him and recognize what he needs to do. So that the person who caused him pain would of his own come out and ask for mechila. Now we have a similar case. Rav havele milsa bahadehu tabacha. Rav had reason, whatever, he was bothered by a certain butcher. Lo asl kamei. So the butcher did not come to him by Malad Yom Kippuri, right? He didn't come to him Erev Yom Kippur to beg for forgiveness. So Amar Ihu, so Rav says, Izil Adil of Haishalei. I'll go to him. I'm going to go to him and we'll take care of it. So Pagi Ravuna, so as Rav is on his way, Ravuna meets him. Amar Lei, he says to Rav, Lehecha ka azumar, where are you going? So Amar Lei, Lepusi Leplani, I'm going to make, to make amends with the so-and-so, the butcher. So Amar Ravuna says, Azal Abel Mikli Napshe, Abel, whose Rav is called Abba, is going to cause someone's death. Azal Vakamalei, because the guy's not going to appease him, right? So Azal Vakamalei, so Rav went up and stood nearby the butcher, Havayasev Kapali Gresha, who was, I guess, sitting around, and he's breaking bones of the head, and she's chopping up the animal's head. So Dali Eini V'chazeh, the big butcher picks up his eyes and he saw Rav. Amalei, and he says to Rav, Abba, you are Abba, at zil lesle the most of ha. Go away, I have nothing to deal with you. He's not going to ask for forgiveness. He's stubborn. So Bahadu the Kapali Reshe, so as he's breaking the bones of the animal's head, his stomach gamro machli b'kobi v'katle. So a bone shot out, hit him in the throat, and killed him. So Ravuna was right. I don't know what he means. Okay. Another case. Stop him, are huge. Rav have a pasuk sidra kamei derabi. So Rav was saying psukim in front of Rebbe, right? Rav was Rebbe's Talmud. Rav was Rebbe's Talmud. Rav was Rebbe's Talmud. Okay. Rav was Rebbe's Talmud. So Ayel Asr. Oh, so these are all Talmidim of Rebbe. So Ayel Rav Chia. Right, so Ruchia then comes in late. So Hadlareisha. So Rav goes back to the beginning, starts again. Ayel Barkapara comes late. I guess it was snowing. So Hadlareisha. So Rav went back to the beginning again to explain from the beginning. Asar of Shimon Barabbi. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, comes in. Hadlareisha. Rav goes back again to start teaching. So Asar of Chanina Barchama. So Rav Chanina Barchama comes in. Amar Rav. Rav says, Kulei Hai Nedav Nezel. I gotta go back again. Lo Hadar. He doesn't go back. Wow. So Ipi Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina was offended. So Azal Rav Gabe placed him on Yom Kippur below Ipayis. Rav went to him on Yom Kippur for 13 years to beg for forgiveness, and Rav Chanina never gave him forgiveness. So Gemara says, Hechi Abi Hachi. How can Rav do this 13 times? He's supposed to do it 3 times. V'amar Rabbi Yosi B'Chanina, Kol Mavakish Matam Mechaveru, Al Mavakish Meni Yotem Mishlosh Pamim. And as Rav Shani. Rav was different. I don't know what that means. Rav was different. Maybe he went beyond the letter of the law. I'm not sure what that means. That Rav was different. But different. He had different. Maybe some say here he was a teacher. He should have had more patience. Okay. But now the question is: so how can Rav Chanina not forgive him? What's going on? Rabbi Chanina, hechi avi hachi. How can Rav Chanina have done this and not forgiven him? But Amar Rava. Rava says, Kol ha'ma'avir amidosav ma'avir lo al pishav. Whoever. If you forgive, you'll be forgiven, basically. So Ella, Rabbi Chanina, Chelma Chazle L'Rav. Rabbi Chanina had a dream about Rav, Dizakafuul B'Dikle, in which Rav was hung from a palm tree. Ugemiri, and it's known, they call Dizakafuul B'Dikle, anyone who's seen in a dream being hung from a palm tree, Reisha Havei, he'll become the leader. And Rabbi Chanina right now is the Rosh Hashiva. So he shades of Rav and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef knew that as soon as he becomes the leader, he's going to die. He didn't want to do it. So Rabbi Chanina doesn't want Rav to become the leader. He doesn't want his time to end. Right? So Amar, Rav Chanina says to himself, Shema mina boil mevi rashusa. We receive from this dream that Rav is going to become the head of the yeshiva. V'lohi pious, therefore I'm not going to forgive him. Ki heicha delezi l'gomar isa b'vavel. So he's going to have to become the leader. So who says he has to come here? Let him go to Bavel and become the leader there. And that's how it happens, I guess. Right? He brings that up. Rav Chanina was the Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So he just said, okay, Rav has to become a leader, that's no problem. You become the leader of the other yeshiva, not in my yeshiva, so I can stay here. It's self-interest. But still, okay, so how can Chanina do that? I don't know how that answers the question.
No.
Okay.
I don't understand how Chanina was technically on earlier level than Rav, was learning from Rav. When he took over the academy from Rebbe.
Right, and then he's coming in to learn Psukim from Rav.
Exactly.
Right, good question. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, a little more halacha. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah is vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. The mitzvah to do vidui on Yom Kippur really takes place after nightfall. Okay? About Amru Chachamim, but the Chachamim were worried, and they said, Yisvada kodem sheyochav yishneh, one should do vidui before you have a suda, which is why we say vidui at mincha. Shema titarev daito v'suda. Maybe he'll lose his mind. Titarev daito. Maybe he'll lose his mind during the suda. Rashi says, machmas shichrus. I'll say, remember that maybe you have a bone that gets caught in the throat, and then you'll die, and then you won't be able to say vidui. The afafish is vada kolim shachav v'shasa, and even though you did vidui before you ate or drank the suda, is vada l'achar shachav v'yishda. Then you confess again after you eat and drink. Rashi says this means after Yom Kippur starts. According to the Rambam, the Rambam brings down the Rambam that it means that you recite vidui again before Yom Kippur. Another vidui before Yom Kippur. Some people have this, and I think that Briskers, they have a minog that by Tfilas Achas, they vidui again. This Rambam, I'm not sure, but that's what I heard. He says Mizvade la'achar she'yochav yishta shema yira davar kakal basuda, because maybe something bad happened with the suda. You're sitting down eating, you spoke lashon hara during the suda, so say vidui again. V'yachavish mizvade arvis, and even though you did a vidui in the evening, yisvade shachris, you have to do vidui again in the morning. Shachris, yisvade b'musaf, say vidui again in the musaf. The musaf again, yisvade b'mincha, the mincha yisvade b'neila. Go throughout all the tefillos during the day. You have to do. You should do a vidui. Right, because they say that because Yom Kippur, when they say that Yom Kippur affects kapara, it's the end of the day affects kapara. So if you said vidui in the morning, maybe you did something wrong during the day. So keep constantly doing vidui. I don't know why you still do vidui at the end then, but constantly keep doing vidui in order to affect atonement. The heichal amru, and where do you say? Is at what point do you insert the vidui? Yachid achar tfilaso. So when you're saying yachid, you say it afterwards, which is why we say it. You know, we say it very again. You say. He writes on Imri before the Kain and Sur, that's where, and then you have 11 Kain, so that's where we say Vidui. Basically, you're finished with the Shemona Esrei, which I think that means halachically you're allowed to have a hefsek if you're doing it in your individual tefillah. I'm not sure. Yachid achat tefillah, so v'shliyat tzibur omer v'emsev, when you have the Chazar Shashat, we say in the middle of the tefillah, which is the case of what we do. So my Omar, so what does one say? Now these are clearly not the actual Viduyim. These seem to be the extra, you know, paragraphs that we say around vidui. So my Amar Rav says, Atayo de Razei Olam. You know the secrets of the universe, right? Atayo de Razei Olam, Salmus Sikol Chai, right? He quotes in the bottom here, Atacho Ves Kol Chadre Beten, Abokh Chayos Valev, Ein Kol Dov Anel Mimecha, the Ein Nistar Minegel Inecha. That's the, right, Nikhtani Yiratsu Hashem Lakenu, right? Shetim Cholam Kol Chotaseinu, V'chakra Lanu, Kol Chotaseinu, V'chisachlam Kol Pshveinu. Okay, that's what Rav says. What? Right, Shmuel Amar, from the depths of our heart. I don't know what that is. The Levi Omer, Levi says, in your Torah it is written as follows, which I don't know what that pasuk that is. Right, another one, Rav Yochan Omer, Ribon Ha'olamim, Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, which is Lo'at Sikoseinu Nachim Ha'olam L'Panecha, right, that one, Kiyo Rachamecha Ha'arabim, that's what it says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ki avonosenu rabu milnos, v'chatosenu atzmu mispor. Our iniquities are too great, and our sins are too much. Another prayer is Rabbi Menuna Omer, Elokai, atzlo tzarti eni kedai. God, before I was formed, I'm unworthy to have been formed. Achshav shena tzarti, k'ilu tzarti, and now that I have formed, I'm still unworthy. Afarni b'chayai, I'm dust in my life. Kavachor m'disasi, kavachor when I die, I'll be dust. Hareini klepanecha, kichli malei busha klima, I'm before you like a kli filled with shame and humiliation. Yehi ratzon klepanecha, may it be your will, shalo echteh, that I should not sin, umashach hatasi merok rachamecha, if I have sinned, you should wipe out with your mercy. Aval, Lord of the Yisurin, but not through suffering. Okay? V'hainu, and this confession, right, I guess this last prayer, v'hainu viduya derava kula shata v'rava mnuna zurcho v'yom kipurim. And I guess this last thing was the confession that Rava said all round, and Rav Hamnuna said on Yom Kippur.
All year round?
All year round. Okay.
Now, Amar Marzutzer, Marzutzer says, Lo Amaran El De Omar Vala Nachtu Chatanu. I guess they said one of these prayers listed above, only had they not said, Aval Nachtu Vavaseinu Chatanu, right? But if you say that, Aval Amar Aval Nachtu Chatanu, Sulo Tzarech, you not have to say anything further. The Amar Bar Hamdudei, because Bar Hamdudei said, "Have a kamina kamina Shmuel." I was standing before Shmuel, but have a Yosef. He was sitting. Yichlimata shlicha tzibor, but when shlicha tzibor got the Amar and he said, reached the point and said, "Aval nachnu chatanu kam mekam." Shmuel got up, Amar, and he said, "Shma mina ikar vidri haihu." Learn. So I guess Bar Hamdudei said, "Learn from this, Shmuel, that this is the primary confession." He got up for this, demonstrating, I guess, that this is the actual vidui. He's supposed to stand up for Vidoy. I guess he learned from here also that he's supposed to stand up for Vidoy. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Now we're going to be talking about Ne'ilah. So we learned there, which is a Mishnah in Tainus. Vishlosha Prakim Bishana, on three times during the year, Kohanim Nosim Eskapehem Arba'a Pa'amim Vayom. The Kohanim Dukhan four times a day. Right, b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, b'nilus hasharim. The Kohanim do dochim four times a day at shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ilah. The Elohim shlosha parakim. And when are those three occasions? B'ta'aniyos, on fast days, the Ta'ani Sivor. B'ma'amados, when it comes to the ma'amados. Okay, we'll rest a second. B'ma'amados. Long Rashi. His arba yamin b'chol shavus sha'ansi mishmar Yisrael misnasim bareim misanim mikorim b'maisav reishis. These are the ramados that are brought by the Yisrael in connection with the Kohanim and the mishmaros. Okay, ube yom kippurim, and on Yom Kippur itself, you're also supposed to say that on these three occasions you do birchas Kohanim, which is tough because you don't see musaf on any of those other days, because musaf. Well, that's a different story, yeah. But Musaf, because now we do Ne'ilah later, right? If you do Ne'ilah earlier, there are people who do Duchen, right? If you do it.
Oh, they
shouldn't do it at all. That was just, they actually just closed the gate. But it says, talk of Shachar's Musaf, but if you have Musaf on a tiny set, my mother's Musaf was connected to Musaf's connected to Yom Kippur. I don't know what that means. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Okay.